Market players see gold in the Trump administration's push to cut corporate taxes to 15%. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're following the plans by the White House to cut the corporate tax to 15%. Several published reports today indicate the president could push for the cut, even if there's no firm plan to replace the revenue that the government would lose. The possibility there is that more deficit spending and borrowing could happen, although there are many moving fiscal pieces here. Details of the White House corporate tax cutting are due tomorrow. In early trading today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 200 points, 1%. But the big story of the morning was the NASDAQ Composite Index above 6,000 for the first time. It was up 0.5% in early trading. That was about 27 points. Economist Lindsay Piegza at the investment firm Stifel Nicolaus has been watching this and joins us now. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're looking at some of these share prices. Yesterday, the story was Europe. Today, we do have the White House talking about a 15% corporate tax rate. You think that's factoring into the psychology?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, the market is very much focused on what to expect out of the Trump administration in terms of those pro-growth policies that have been promised now for several months. And so whether or not it comes to fruition, the market is still focused on the potential of these policies in terms of pen hitting paper.
All right. So politics and policy in Washington, two P's. But we do have the real economy. And in just a few minutes, we're going to find out about consumer confidence. And there'll be two readings about the real estate market. How about that real economy these days?
Well, the real economy right now is still on very moderate footing. We're still not seeing any type of revitalization after years of very accommodative policy from the Federal Reserve. But the consumer still very optimistic that better times are ahead. But what we see is that the soft data, going out and asking consumers, are you feeling more confident, isn't necessarily matching that hard data. They seem to be tightening those purse strings at a time when they're saying they feel more confident about their financial footing and about their financial future.
All right. Lindsay Piegza at Stifel Nicolaus. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
There will be a new agriculture secretary today as former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue is sworn in. President Trump is set to meet with farm industry reps at the White House. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on agriculture's shopping list.
Not all of President Trump's policies sit well with everyone invited to today's meeting, including
Zippy Duval, American Farm Bureau President.
Zippy Duval is excited about regulatory reform. He likes Sonny Perdue as the pick for Secretary of Agriculture, but he's worried about immigration. He wants a robust guest worker program, not just deportations.
If we just handle immigration through an enforcement policy, it could tremendously handicap agriculture and being able to get their crops planted, taken care of, and harvested.
Duval also wants more open markets, beyond the $200 billion of agriculture goods the U.S. already ships out each year. Duncan Wood with the Woodrow Wilson Center says good trade relations are key for U.S. agriculture.
U.S. farmers really do now depend upon global markets to support the price of their products here in the United States.
He says exports are 20% of U.S. agricultural business. Losing any share of that would have a big impact. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
There could be more high-level fallout today for Wells Fargo Bank, which got into deep trouble for pressuring its employees to sign up customers to more accounts. Some employees opened fraudulent accounts on behalf of customers, resulting in fees and possible damage to credit scores. More than 5,000 Wells Fargo employees were let go. The CEO was ousted, but the board of directors remains intact. But that board faces re-election today. And some big pension funds are pushing for most of the 15-member board to go. Watching this closely is Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon, who teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Isn't this what's supposed to happen? I mean, when a company finds itself on these lists of bad behavior of the year, you get rid of the board.
You know, that's what you'd expect. But it would be extraordinary to actually remove the board despite what they missed.
Despite what they missed. Now, how much is a board really supposed to know? They're not supposed to micromanage the company, so maybe they missed some of this.
You know, they're not responsible for scouting out that lone rogue trader off somewhere. But when the misconduct is this widespread, you know, it was the normal way of doing things all over the bank, you know, the directors should know. That is part of their job.
Now, when the votes come in, do they actually have to lose if you're a sitting board member now?
No. You know, the game is really stacked in favor of the board. They should leave if they get anything less than, say, 80-85% of the votes, because they usually get 95% of the votes. So, you know, if you get down in the 80s, it's a vote of no confidence. But all that really happens is they are recommended to tender their resignation, which the rest of the board can then say, why don't we all just stay on? So it's sort of a recommendation kind of vote in actuality.
Now, Wells Fargo did replace its chief executive officer. It's not just like the underlings went. That is a vigorous move in response to the scandal.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. It usually can everybody but the CEO. You know, so for that, you know, I think they deserve half credit, which brings their grade up to maybe a D minus.
All right. So you'll be watching the vote today?
I will be watching it carefully.
Always good to talk to Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Eric, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
You know who's on that board? Famed investor Warren Buffett, but it is unlikely his eminence is going anywhere. Wells Fargo stock was up 2% in early trading today, ahead of that board meeting. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.